or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at healthcare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Keys Talk 96.9 102.5 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth and GuardingYourNestEgg.com. It is 8 o'clock.
This is a Fox News Alert. Campus chaos coast to coast. I'm Dave Anthony. That's when Los Angeles police finally showed up at UCLA early this morning, 3 hours after clashes broke out.
About 150 to 200 pro-Israel demonstrators arrived to face off with the people that are barricaded in the pro-Palestine encampment because they put up wooden pallets, boards, plywood, 2x4s, chairs, metal. The face-off got extremely violent. We saw people with some severe head injuries, people using metal bats.
That's Gigi Gracia with Fox 11 TV in L.A. In New York City, Columbia called the police.
NYPD does not use tear gas. Okay, we use distraction devices.
Assistant Commissioner Carlos Nieves, officers stormed the campus building late last night, clearing out the students who had taken it over. They also cleared an tent encampment.
Student protesters were arrested just behind this campus gate here at Columbia University. Droves of them were then brought out to NYPD correctional buses.
Fox's C.B. Cotton.
And just before midnight, NYPD cleared out a pro-Palestinian encampment at City College of New York. A spokesperson says at least 25 people there were arrested.
And they've also been clearing out an encampment at Tulane in New Orleans, and protests have closed the campus at Portland State in Oregon. Former President Trump's calling on the violence to end immediately, urging President Biden to do something, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken holds talks in Israel today trying to broker a ceasefire in Gaza. It's an off day at the Trump criminal trial, so the former president will campaign in Michigan and Wisconsin. Vice President Harris will go to Florida to speak out against the new law that took effect today, banning most abortions at 6 weeks of pregnancy.
Florida joins Georgia and South Carolina as southern states with six-week bans, though Florida voters will be asked to approve or reject a state constitutional amendment this fall, which is written to prevent the restrictions.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
This is Florida News Now.
Florida's six-week abortion ban takes effect today, and groups are already fighting to save it or remove it.
Saying this will save some 50,000 unborn lives in just a year, proponent Katie Daniel with Pro-Life America is proud Florida passed this ban.
Unborn children do deserve protection, and that when their heart is beating, that is a visible sign of their life.
But Congresswoman Frederica Wilson calls the ban insulting and too extreme.
We've got to get the people out to vote, because this six-week abortion ban is very dangerous.
Voters will weigh in on a referendum in November, which, if approved, guarantees the constitutional right to abortion before fetal viability. Wendy Gershman, Miami.
Protests over the Israel-Hamas war led to clashes with police at the University of South Florida as officers deployed tear gas on the demonstrators.
We respect, we honor, we cherish the right to free speech out here. We encourage students to exercise free speech, but they have to do so in a safe manner and within the accordance to university policy.
Daniel Nelson with USF Police says the demonstrators were warned to leave before the tear gas was released. Five people, including two students, are facing charges after a pro-Palestine protest at Florida State University. FSU says anyone who is arrested made a conscious decision to engage in unlawful conduct. A man accused of frightening two women in Orlando is out on bond. James Oakley was arrested for two incidents last month in Lake Nona. He allegedly tried to spy on a woman in her home, and 2 days later, police say he was found in another home, hiding in a closet. There's a new way to visit the Caribbean. Tropic Ocean Airways begins charter service today from Palm Beach International Airport to the Bahamas. With Florida's News, I'm Chris Trankman.
The IRS can ruin your life if you let them. Here are three things to look for when you need help with an IRS problem. First, hire someone local here in South Florida that you can talk to, the person who will be handling your case. Second, you want someone who specializes in solving IRS problems full time. Third, get attorney-client privilege and confidentiality. I'm Miami tax attorney Steve Klitzner. I help individuals and businesses who owe money, are getting audited, or who have not filed all of their returns. By focusing exclusively on IRS problems, I know your rights and what the IRS can and cannot do. Call today for a free confidential consultation with me at 305-682-1118. Remember, the only sure thing about IRS problems is that they don't go away by themselves. So call me at 305-682-1118.
Kia of Key West is here for you. Now through May 31st, during our summer sales event, our featured vehicle is the 2024 Kia Sorento. Refreshed exterior, third row seating, and now available with a second row captain chair seating option. This astonishing vehicle is also available in a hybrid model. Take your journey up a notch. Stop by and test drive this must-see, must-own beauty at Kia of Key West, 2826 North Roosevelt Boulevard, KiaofKeyWest.com. And remember, Kia and the Keys just go together.
Morning, Glory America. Bonjour. Hi. A quick summary of the breaking news. Columbia has arrested everyone in Hamilton Hall. Big battles between Jewish students and pro-Hamas students on UCLA's campus. And in Israel, moments ago, Secretary Blinken said Hamas is to blame for the hostage deal holdup. I'm joined by Mary Kissel, who used to be the right arm of Secretary Pompeo at the Department of State. Mary, I want to talk to you mostly about Secretary Blinken going to China, but before we do that, do you have any assessment of what Hamas is doing here? I think they're just playing everybody.
Well, I think, first of all, great always to be on with you, Hugh. I think you're seeing the playbook that Hamas has used in past conflicts, which is to take hostages, play the political game, extort Israel, try to turn public opinion against Jerusalem, and then use it to their advantage to draw out the conflict, to create division, within Israeli society and within the allies of Israel, like the United States. And to some degree, it is working, although, of course, we should say that Israel has continued its movements into Gaza, preparing to go into Rafah. I think what markets are looking at and what our clients are looking at is the activity in the north as well. Hezbollah has continued to send rockets. Those areas are still evacuated. You've seen Iran-backed attacks resume on U.S. troops. So it's a fluid situation, and I don't think that, unfortunately, Secretary of State Antony Blinken has a solution because he keeps pushing tired narratives and failed narratives and failed solutions. So it's a dangerous time.
I am talking with Mary Kissel. She's the executive vice president of Stevens, Inc., and she does for Stevens what I try and do for you, which is to bring illumination to everything going on in the world, but she is focused primarily on investors. I'm focused on everyone who wants the news. Mary, there are two pieces this morning in John Ellis's news items I want to read to you. First piece, China signaled a new campaign to rekindle flagging growth, a fresh sign of rising angst at the very top of China's government. And the second story, that's from the Wall Street Journal, China's seeming reluctance to rebalance its economy is one of the great challenges facing the global financial system. Threatening to worsen Beijing's trade and diplomatic relations not only with Western countries, but with developing nations. That's from the Financial Times. What is China doing with their economy?
Well, I think that narrative, Hugh, suggests that Beijing has the same goals as a Western capitalist system, and that's simply not the case. China is a party state. The entire economy and all of the wealth created is really at the mercy and for the party, for its sustainability, its preservation, but also the expansion of its power. And Xi Jinping was brought in to give order to chaos. Essentially, prior leaders had allowed corruption to simply run out of control, and he was brought in as a heavy hand to reassert the party's power over various parts of the society, over the military, over political rivals, over corporate leaders. And so it's no surprise that he, quote unquote, mishandled the COVID lockdown. His priority is not the well-being of the Chinese people. It's his own personal power and the power of the party. And I tell people this all the time. It's, you can't think about communist China as if they have the same motivations. They simply don't.
Well, don't they need to at least keep their people fed? And if they have this giant real estate crash slowly unwinding, I think it's enormous, isn't that going to put pressure on the party at every level?
Well, their only interest is keeping social order. And they've done that through creating a vast security state that's much bigger than even the People's Liberation Army. And in terms of, you know, what's the level at which they can keep social order, what's the level of prosperity, remember, Hugh, that there are vast parts of China that are still desperately poor. You know, you see these views of the skylines of places like Shanghai. That's not what all of China looks like. And also, if you want to see an economy that has managed to keep an authoritarian in control, actually a family dynasty, look at North Korea. How is it that they've maintained power? Through brutality. Doesn't mean that there isn't vast social discontent, but we can't measure that, Hugh, because there's no ability for outsiders, reporters such as yourself, or academics, or diplomats, or even business people, to go into the vast inner reaches of China and have honest conversations. People are rightly scared. So could the place collapse? Could we wake up tomorrow and see uprisings all over the country? Well, we've seen it multiple times. Yeah, of course it's possible. But I think in the meantime, what I'm telling our clients, and that's investors, but it's also C-suites, it's also boards of directors, who, by the way, don't really think about this stuff, don't have people like you or me on their boards most of the time. They're operationally focused, they're financially focused, they haven't had to think about this stuff. They're moving out. They're aware of the problems. You have, of course, some companies have so much sunk capital, they really can't move out. That's Apple, that's Tesla, and others like it. But look at the FDI numbers. Look at what's happened on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. I mean, people are leaving. Westerners are leaving. And I think
that's what I want to ask you about, Mary. Up to 3 years ago, I sat on an endowment committee, and I was there to ask the dumb question. I'm the dumb question guy. And so I'd run through the allocation of the resources, and we had a very successful run over 20 years. But there was a 3 to 5% investment in China, and I would raise the question, do we want 3 to 5% of our money in Chinese funds? And the question and the answer would always come back, we think that's a long-term good play. We're not going to pull that 3 to 5% out. And I would say, okay, fine. What are you advising people about that? Because no one is overly invested in it except for like Apple and manufacturers. But what about endowments that need to manage their money? Should they be in any, even a diversified China fund?
I mean, look, we shouldn't, if we're going to give investment advice, we're going to have to give a disclaimer. But so don't take this as investment advice. But I think it's reasonable to assume that if you're operating in a country and investing in a place that has no property rights, no rule of law, no independent boards of directors, that that's a pretty risky place to put your money. And I think, you know, there's an important discussion to be had, Hugh, not just about, you know, these funds and the management of these funds and, you know, the allocation. There's a discussion to be had about the indexes that are used, like MSCI and the inclusion of China and funds like that, of the inclusion of China exposure in you know, pension funds. We should be talking to the trustees. We should be talking to the boards, the trustees of the funds, the boards of the companies that are allocating their pension money to these funds. But let's not put it all on the business community. There should also be clear signaling from the U.S. government.
Brings me to Secretary Blinken. What was Secretary Blinken doing in Beijing this week?
Well, I think he believes, as his predecessors have, not in the Trump era, but prior to that, that talking is progress. And, of course, that would be fine if you saw difference in the change in the behavior of the regime that's across the table from you. The problem is that the Biden team has sent now multiple levels of people, not just cabinet secretaries, but assistant secretaries and below, to have dialogues with their counterparts. And there's been no change in the behavior of Beijing on the fentanyl issue, on the ramming of boats in Philippine territory, on the threats that they make toward Taiwan. I mean, it's a very long list, Hugh, the attacks that they make on our cyber infrastructure and our satellites every day. So you have to look at their behavior and the rhetoric that they use to their own people. So I think he's, not only is he spinning his wheels, it's actually a very negative development that we've restarted dialogue. It'll be seen as appeasement, and it'll be seen as a green light for China to do things like support Putin's Russia, like have investment agreements with Iran. I mean, these are very, this is a very destructive group that is forming, is totally counter to U.S. interests and the interests of the free world. So I think in the investment community, you're going to see a flight to safety, meaning, you know, the old standards, right? New York, London, Frankfurt, economies, you know, and developing economies where we see a rule of law. You know, Argentina was a great play last year. You know, the investors are going back to basics, and I think it's long overdue.
But why is Elon Musk, this is a big question for 30 seconds, why is Elon Musk trying to change Xi Jinping's mind? He can't do it.
Well, we don't know if he's trying to change his mind, Hugh. We don't really know the motivations. He could be buying time. It could be that he believes that, you know, car technology is somehow not a threat. I think that's nonsense. These data sharing agreements that you see, not just Tesla, but German car makers just announced with Baidu and other Chinese companies. Of course, that's going to be fed into their AI system. You know, nothing is useless to the CCP. So will he eventually get kicked out of China? My bet would be yes, because that's happened to every other innovative U.S.-based company. So
that's,
it's a big risk. It's a big...
Mary Kissel, I want to thank you. Follow Mary on X at Mary Kissel. She's the Executive Vice President of Stevens, Inc., investment advisory firm. Nothing that we said is investment advice. It's simply geopolitical observations. And when they're coming from Mary Kissel, you ought to pay attention. Stay tuned, America.
Portions of the Hugh Hewitt Show brought to you by Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For more info, call 888-888-1172.
Welcome to Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9 1025.
There is more Good Morning Keys coming right up. And this afternoon at 4:31, please make the appointment. Put it in your phone right now, 4:31 this afternoon. Then when it comes to putting it in your phone, we're going to talk about ditching your phone when you go on vacation with All Seasons Vacations. At 4:31 this afternoon, you're going to, you know, I'm not even going to make you wait. Here she is right now. Here's Wanda Kiefer. It's a Wanda Wednesday. And Wanda, we're going to talk about actually going on vacation and actually forcing yourself to get away from the phone and have a vacation, right?
I agree with you 110%. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, that's very important today. You know, everybody's busy. They like that word, busy. But, you know, when it comes to vacation, it's a special moment. It's something you've saved maybe all year for. So, you know, it's okay to put that cell phone in the safe and let it get a break from everything in life. And you spend some good times with your family, making memories with your significant other, making memories, and just put the phone down. Let it go on vacation as well.
Right. And we're serious about this. You're gonna spend a reasonable dollar for whether you're going to Jamaica, whether you're going to Bahamas, you're going to Bermuda with Wanda and her company, All Seasons Vacations, these wonderful destinations in her travel portfolio. She's been sending people on amazing vacations for 20 years. So why on earth? In fact, we're going to put together a little checklist of making sure you've spent the money. Why on earth would you look at that phone and not and be robbed of family time or be robbed of business time. We're going to have to work out some of these things to make sure you have a good vacation. And a good vacation starts with Wanda and her company at 4:31 this afternoon. All Seasons Vacations, and it's a Wanda Wednesday. We'll even have a special for you that has to do with Jamaica. So Wanda Kiefer's coming up at 4:31 this afternoon, and look at allseasonsvacations.net, allseasonsvacations.net.
This is Toby, and he's going to read the following commercial for Key West Vets and Pets. Toby says he loves the care he gets, from a routine checkup, a much-needed vaccination, or emergency care. Along with clean, well-lit facilities, the most up-to-date and technologically advanced equipment, and a knowledgeable team, you can trust Dr. Thomas W. Householder at Key West Vets and Pets, 1118 A White Street in Key West. Call 305-294-0099. Trust your pet to Key West Vets and Pets. Good boy, Toby. Offering discounts for military members, first responders, and public servants.
Save this spring with a money market account with Super Saver Rewards from Keys Federal Credit Union. A money market account has several of the same awesome services that our Keys totally free cashback checking account has, plus the ability to earn dividends and Super Saver Rewards. Visit us at any of our branches from Key West to Tavernier and open your account today. Restrictions may apply. Money market accounts require a minimum balance of $2,500 to avoid a monthly fee. Program may be canceled or modified at any time, NCUA insured.
Hi, I'm Mike Lester, the founder of Talon Wealth and the host of the Guarding Your Nest Egg radio show. Like you, I love this country, and I'm very thankful for those that protect us along with our freedoms. That's why for active military and active first responders, if you decide to work with us, Talon Wealth isn't going to charge you any advisor fees. We're happy to explain all the details, but most importantly, thank you for your service.
Visit guardingyournestegg.com to find out more.
Advisory services through Talon Private Wealth and SEC-registered investment advisor. Lord License D056341.
From the Talon Wealth Studios, this is Keys Talk 96.9-1025. Talon Wealth is the official financial planner of the Florida Keys. More at guardingyournestegg.com. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9-1025.
And good morning, Keys. It is Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. And still having some phone troubles here at the studio, so we're working through all of that. Did have a couple of things to mention to you. 77 degrees is your temperature right now. 30% chance of a shower and thundershower today. And the high near 84 tonight. Chance of showers and thundershowers 75. 20% chance of showers there. For tomorrow, 20% chance of a shower again and 85. Friday, mostly sunny, 85. For the high, no mention of rain. Back to rain, only 10% for the weekend. And 75 as well. Currently, no incidents to report on the roadways. There is congestion, though, of course, Big Coppet and other areas, as is typical this time in the morning. So we will return in just a moment on Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys.
There's nothing like riding around Key West on a Vespa. Oh, yes, Vespa. The name has been synonymous with style, creativity, and fun since the 1950s. Vespa, it encompasses a youthful spirit with its innovative look. Vespa, a truly unique way of expressing oneself. No single vehicle compares to it. Feel the wind in your hair and the unparalleled feeling of excitement as you cruise through Key West, all while making a statement, leaving an impression. There's no denying Vespa was made with the Keys and you in mind. The compact style and simplicity of Vespa makes getting around tight spaces a breeze. It's one thing to tell you about Vespa. Now is the time to experience it and make one yours. Visit Key West Vespa, 1618 North Roosevelt Boulevard, or visit keysautocenter.com/Vespas. Let's Vespa.
Spring into a new ride with exciting new offers with financing as low as 0% for 36 months on select models. Plus additional incentives of $250 for military and first responder customers. Now for a limited time.
Key West's newest authentic Irish pub, dining, and rooftop lounge is Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street. Featuring delicious Irish cuisine and tasty pub grub, more than 40 Irish whiskeys, specialty cocktails, and local drafts. Don't miss happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with half-off appetizers, domestic beer, and select liquors. $2 Tito's and wine, too. Plus, the best in live entertainment all week with entertainers throughout Key West Songwriters Festival Week. Tuesday, catch live music in the Celtic Conch Pub downstairs from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and on the rooftop from 4 until closing. Wednesday, live music is featured from 11 to 10 downstairs and 7 to close on the rooftop. Thursday, live music happens downstairs from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. in the pub and on the rooftop from 11 till closing. This Friday, the pub has live music from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., including Milo from 8 to 11 p.m. Plus, there's live music on the rooftop from 11 a.m. to closing. Saturday, the downstairs pub has live music from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. with Milo from 5 to 8, and the rooftop has live entertainment from 11 a.m. to close. Sunday, it's Jesus from 3 to 6 p.m. Celtic Conk Public House, 528 Front Street, Key West. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Sláinte.
Hello, I'm Renee. My husband Steve and I own Caribbean Marine Canvas of Key West. We are a custom marine upholstery shop that recovers any type of cushion, even those luxury captain's chairs. We make biminis, sunshades, awnings, and those specialized tiki walls. Wow, even hard glass enclosures, any color or fabric you desire. We can complete your project to match your look. Removing, reinstalling, or just picking up items, not a problem for Caribbean Marine Canvas, a truly custom shop who cares about you and your ideas. I will personally guarantee your satisfaction, and I mean that. We have expert craftsmen who pay attention to extreme detail. All of us here at Caribbean Marine Canvas want you to be happy. I will come to you to truly understand your project, and I'll be on time every time. Visit our website, CaribbeanMarineCanvas.com, or stop by and say hello on Stock Island, across from Ocean's Edge Resort and Marina, Key West. Phone 305-432-6542. That's 305-432-6542.
If it's happening in the Keys, you will hear about it here. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And good morning, Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. Looks like we've got our phones back up and running. Had a momentary lapse there. That does happen here from time to time on our beautiful island. 8:25 is the time, and we now have Teresa Axford, Superintendent of Schools from Monroe County School District. Good morning, Superintendent.
Good morning, Michael.
Yes, thanks so much for being here. Wow, it is the 1st of May already. Hard to believe, and we're coming to the end of yet another school year.
I just can't believe it myself. We've got 17 days of school left, Michael, and it's just, there's everything's going on now. Coral Shores High School has their graduation on May 22nd, and then Marathon High School on May 23rd, and Key West High School on May 24th. So there's a lot of activity going on for sure.
There certainly are. We also had Leadership Monroe had their graduation over the weekend, somewhat of a related topic, but that happened right in Marathon. A lot of leaders have come forth through that program as well. But the graduations are definitely upon us, and also end of the school year productions. I know the arts are alive and well in the Monroe County schools, and a number of productions have been taking place as of late.
Yes, on Monday night, the Key West Drama Club had a fundraiser at Williams Hall, and it was called Broadway Our Way. And what a great event, Michael. It was hosted by Aaron McKenna, and Bobby Nesbitt, Carmen Rodriguez, Christopher Peterson, Laura Thompson, and Jessica Macha were the local talent, but also the student talent. The seniors, Carly Leffler, Amelia Morphy, M. Pucharanga, and Ruby Sickman were the student singers, and they're just, their voices were stunning, Michael. They're just so great. And then last Thursday, the Key West High School Band had their end of the year concert, and they are an award-winning band. Of course, you know, we're so proud of them. They were in London. For New Year's Day, but their jazz band has won top ratings in the Florida Bandmasters Association. So it's just like being with professional musicians. I mean, Gary Hernandez, who is the band director, and also our art and music coordinator for the district, he just pushes the envelope, and those kids just do more and more complicated work, and they achieve so well. So yeah, and you know, band kids, it goes hand in hand with high performance in academics as well. So we're going to see a lot of that here at the end of the year with all the local organizations who are so generous to our seniors They're all participating in their scholarship interviews now. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, at the end of the month, all that's going to come out, who's been recognized. But this community throughout the Keys, Michael, gives over $2.5 million in scholarships to seniors every year,
which is
so impressive for our small, what do we have, 80,000 residents here?
And we
come up with that kind of money for our students. It's amazing.
And what is the typical graduating class in terms of numbers for Key West High and throughout the district?
Well, Key West High has up to about 260, up to 300, but yep. Marathon is at about 100 and Coral Shores about 200. So definitely, you know, Key West High is the largest school here in the island chain, and because most of the population is down here, of course. But it's exciting time.
It really is, and you're right. The generosity of all of those community, the community groups that come forth and put those scholarships together is really phenomenal. Speaking with Teresa Axford, she is superintendent of schools for Monroe County School District, and also testing is starting to come to a close as well. A number of different batteries of tests that our students have to go through. We certainly encourage them to get good night's sleeps as they wrap up their academic year.
Yes, and it's a different kind of testing this year. We made videos for teachers, students, and parents. It's called a CAT test, computer adaptive testing, is the progress monitoring. And it's different than any test you took, Michael, because the whole idea behind tests and measurements has changed. So if you answer a question correctly, the next question is more difficult.
Oh, my.
And yes. And so we encourage the students to go on and just keep on doing their best, because that's the way to achieve in this test is don't give up and kind of expect the fact that if you got it right, the next one's going to be harder.
Wow. Well, that's that's not necessarily rewarding performance, but it is testing how people are doing. That's pretty amazing. I hadn't seen that before. So as far as the next school year, we're already starting to look towards that. It's my understanding the calendar is already set in place.
Oh, yeah, we've got our calendar. We voted on that for next year, similar to this year's calendar. Mm-hmm. There were parents on that committee that helped us put it together. And, so we're doing our budgets for next year. We're getting those all in place. And then throughout the summer, the school board starts to look at the budget, and they finally approve the budget in September. Mm. So, that's challenging as always, but the principals have done a very good job of aligning their budgets and coming in with a zero balance. So we're very proud of them as always. And we expect great things next year, Michael. I mean, it's just the school district has just gone through an accreditation process, and we came out well above the network average for our index of educational quality.
Wow.
We got a 338 points, and their network average is below 300. So I would say that we are doing quite well, and we're very proud of our students and teachers.
Yes, very well. So the school board will be meeting upcoming again, and just on their business, I did see that the concession stand and restrooms, that part of the construction project at the football field has been halted due to some of the increasing costs there. So we'll continue to follow that along. The rest of that project is moving forward.
Definitely. It's moving to a close. Yeah. And the restrooms and concession is on the baseball side.
Oh, baseball. Yes.
On the baseball side, the football side has been completed. And it remains to be seen what the board is going to do about that. But, you know, the cost, proposed cost had doubled, and it was just more than they felt they wanted to pay. And certainly they're going to explore some other options.
Yeah. Also, Superintendent, I did see that there are some steps to becoming a volunteer. That's something we haven't talked about very often. But the school district does have opportunities for those who are looking to serve and give back.
Yes. And so we've parent volunteers We just recognized our volunteers of the year in all categories, the youth category, the adult category, and the senior category. And they volunteers give countless hours to the school district, Michael. We couldn't really run our schools without the help of our volunteers. And so there's a small process that you have to go through to become a volunteer. And, of course, you just call our HR department, and they will take you through that. And we would welcome anybody who wants to volunteer. And I believe principals regularly recruit, their parents to help out as volunteers.
Yes.
So it's very rewarding working with the students. I know our new executive director of finance, she went up to Sugarloaf yesterday and read to the kindergartners. Mm-hmm. She was smiling from ear to ear working with those students, and she just loved every minute of it. So we do like to have readers come in and read to the students, and it just sends a message that the community supports the students and loves them as much as we do.
Yeah, so you mentioned principals. We'll also give a congratulations to your selection, the school district selection of Principal of the Year from the Key Largo School.
Oh, Laura Lee Tart is amazing, and she is just so well-liked by her staff up there. And she was telling me they just had the Miss Coral Shores event on Saturday night, and the event was just amazing. And you know how the Miss Americas always say, you know, what they want is world peace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these girls, they did for talents competitive horseback riding. One did an oil change. One did singing and dancing. Another one did a solo flight pilot. So they were beyond talented. And so this is really a talent and academic competition for Coral Shores High School, more than a swimsuit.
Yep, that's great. Well, good to see that as well. So Teresa Axford with us, Superintendent of Schools, Monroe County School District. So we are wrapping up the school year. I know you have a busy day as we continue on getting things to a conclusion here for the school year. Anything else, though, you'd like to mention, Superintendent, before we let you go on your busy day?
No, just everybody should get ready and follow our website for all the events that are coming up, because there's more than just graduation. There's recognition ceremonies, and every school is going to be recognizing their top students. So it's going to be a lot of fun this month.
It is. KeysSchools.com is the website to go for those resources and that information. Teresa Axford, Superintendent of Schools, Monroe County School District. Thank you so much, Superintendent, for being here. You have a wonderful day.
You too, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care now. It is 837 Keys Talk 96.9 1025. The Talk of the Keys. We return in a moment.
Good morning, dear. Breakfast almost ready.
In a minute. So did you happen to call someone about Spalling Repair for the house?
You know what? I knew I forgot something yesterday.
Honey, you know how important Spalling Repair is, especially here in the Keys. If that Spalling damage gets any worse...
Don't worry. I'll call Design Center and Marathon.
When?
Today.
How about now?
Okay, dear. Now.
Design Center, the most efficient spalling contractor in the Keys, providing the fastest results. With over 40 years combined experience in spalling repair and a member of the International Concrete Repair Institute, Design Center can handle the largest jobs to small structures. They also handle quite a number of condominium and county projects. Mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your spalling repair. Visit designcenterfl.com or call 305-735-4042. Design Center, 6677 Overseas Highway, Marathon. License number CGC 1523838. Remember, mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your spalling repair from Design Center.
Are you frustrated by weight gain even though you constantly diet? Do you have low energy or always feel tired? It could be hormonal imbalance. Hormonal imbalances, especially as we age, can be the cause of depression, weight gain, mood swings, decreased libido, and many other chronic conditions. At Keys Med Spa, we have helped thousands of women and men regain their hormonal balance with BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Optimization Therapy, and the results are life-changing. Keys Med Spa BioT Hormone Therapy is safe, effective, painless, and affordable. and the big difference at Keys Med Spa. This is all overseen by renowned Dr. Peterson, who has had a medical practice in the Keys for over 27 years. Cool sculpting, Botox, skin treatments, Bio-T hormone therapy, and more. Dr. Peterson and his team are here to help you maintain your youthful glow and vitality. To see if Bio-T hormone therapy is right for you, call Keys Med Spa today at 305-587-9183.
Hey y'all, to elevate any garden, lawn, or flower to grow well, you need a difference maker. This is why I love Black Cow. It provides an all-natural way to improve native soils and gives whatever I'm growing the boost it needs to flourish in many environments. Whether it be your lawn, flower beds, or vegetable garden, with Black Cow, you'll be off to a great start. Whoa, that's some good shit.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Is your vessel no longer your dream, but becoming your nightmare? The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission has a program that may be able to help. Owners of vessels that have been declared at risk by law enforcement may now apply for the Florida Vessel Turn-In Program. If you're eligible, this program can have your vessel removed and disposed of at no cost to you. For more information on this opportunity to prevent your vessel from becoming derelict, visit FloridaVTIP.com. That's FloridaVTIP.com. Don't wait until it's too late.
The voice of Monroe County, yours. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And good morning, Keys. It is Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5. The talk of the Keys. Look at that, trying to multitask. I'm not sure if I'm successful at it or not.
You did good.
So Nikki with us, Nikki the nurse from Key West Surgical Group. Exceptional care close to home, 3136 Northside Drive in Key West. And we are here. You braved the traffic. Is that a word, braved? You were brave in traffic.
I was braving the traffic.
Braving the traffic. Well, let's talk about braving airborne diseases. How about that? Because it's kind of always the season for airborne diseases, isn't it?
They're always around there. There are these invisible viruses and bacteria that float around that you don't even know where they are.
That's right. Well, that's not good. The World Health Organization has issued a report that transforms how the world understands respiratory infections, oy, COVID, influenza, and measles. How about that?
So I guess the WHO, the World Health Organization, and the CDC are, I don't know if they're fighting or they're in disagreement. And I don't know, I was reading this and I had to read it several times because it kind of is a common sense thing about how, I guess, airborne diseases spread. But I guess because COVID was such a, it was a pandemic. But, there was a lot of, arguing back and forth of how to protect yourself from the spread. You know, was it airborne? No, it wasn't airborne. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. What type of mask to wear? So basically, the WHO is saying that, viruses and bacteria can live in the air. And necessarily, it doesn't have to mean, yes, if you're up in front, close with somebody, the droplets can get in your mouth, your nose, or wherever, and you're going to get the virus more than maybe somebody else who's standing at the corner of the room. Mm-hmm. But, science, it can live in the air, and it can transport. And if you don't have good ventilation, it could be a problem.
Yep. Wow. Well, and again, that was a big, big thing with COVID and the pandemic, et cetera, the whole 6 feet of separation and all that. But the WHO concluding that airborne transmission occurs as sick people exhale pathogens that remain suspended in the air. So that changed their thinking and some of their recommendations then.
For better ventilation and really pushing for, I know it's the N95 mask. CDC said, you can wear a surgical mask. I guess that was how we became in the mask era. And there's a lot of arguing back and forth of whether how surgical masks, are they really effective or not?
Because now they're really looking at viruses instead of the droplets, as you said, and the masks can't do anything about the viruses, right?
Well, as a healthcare worker, when you put a surgical mask on, there's holes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it, It's a deterrent. I always say that a mask is a deterrent. If somebody's wearing one, either they have something or they're afraid of something. So just keep your distance from them. And keeping your distance is a good idea when somebody is sick, but it doesn't mean that it's not floating in the air.
Yeah.
You know, you and I could, we're in this room now. Somebody could have been in here before us coughing and hacking, and we would have never known.
Yeah.
And, you know, if the ventilation isn't good, it hangs out for a while.
So being outside is helpful because there's plenty of ventilation there. But they are still saying to stockpile quality face masks before the next airborne disease.
They're worried, I think, right now, and we talked about it, measles.
Yeah, right.
Measles. So mask kind of, to me, became for a mask during the pandemic was like a pacifier to a toddler.
Right.
Because they needed something to pacify the mass hysteria.
It became a security measure.
So now it's like trying to take the pacifier away from the toddler and telling them, no, you got to live without it. Trying to get the public to understand that, you know, I mean, masks are a deterrent, but they're not a cure. You know, and the virus or the bacteria is bigger than something that we can really prevent. We just need to try and control it.
Yeah. So our healthcare organization is going to take these new recommendations, though. It says here that they may not.
It's going to be a battle. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just trying to educate the public and do what's best for, you know, the healthcare workers and for people who become the patient.
Yeah.
But really, truly, and I bring this up all the way down at the bottom of this, is Florence Nightingale, way back when, mm-hmm. said, I mean, she really was the pinnacle during, I guess it was the Crimean War. She went in and there was to this hospital where the soldiers were, and they were dying more from like dysentery and typhus and typhoid from uncleanly conditions. And she basically said, you need to open the windows and let light in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To circulate the air. So it's more like a combination of everything,
okay.
Which to me is like common sense.
Yeah. Well, this debate continues, and it looks like there's some pushback from some healthcare providers, et cetera. But, you know, it's really hard to say ultimately who's right and who's wrong. It's just preventative measures and a combination thereof.
And that's all really, we can do, because viruses and bacteria, that it's when you – like when you're crossing the street and a car is coming, you know not to run into the street. When it comes to virus and bacteria, you can't see them.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's a fear of what's lurking, and it's harder to control because you can't see it.
Yeah. Yeah. Gee whiz. So the CDC, that report differs from the World Health Organization. So again, really, it is kind of who do you believe?
Well, who do you believe? And it's not who do you trust, but to me, it's just common sense. Like it all plays together, so work together.
Yeah.
To fix the problem.
CDC declined comment on how the WHO shift might influence its final policies on infection control in health facilities, as you were saying. But if they then have to really beef up ventilation even more, et cetera, you get into a money problem.
Well, and I hate, what do I say? Life is like a Picasso. It is priceless.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Money shouldn't be an issue if that's what the answer is.
Yeah. Yeah. It shouldn't, but it could
it
be.
Always it
and
could
it
be.
Seems like that's some of the pushback that's happening immediately is you know, how do you fix this in terms of providing the capital to, you know, again, if it's all about ventilation now, there's gotta be a shift. But
it could be. And I was thinking about this, you know, years ago too, prior to central air conditioning, you had to open your windows.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So if there was a breeze, there was a nice, you know, it was kind of like you aired out your house.
Yeah.
More and more we live in confined quarters.
Yeah. Well,
using circulated air.
Interesting. Well, Key West Surgical Group bringing you medical matters. Yet another good discussion about the viewpoints out there and some information you really should be hearing as it occurs. Key West Surgical Group is at 3136 Northside Drive in Key West. Exceptional care close to home. Dr. Larari and Dr. Smith providing that care along with their expert staff. So, just kind of reflecting on that a little bit. So the droplets, that would allow us to distance ourselves somewhat. The airborne viruses, et cetera, would not. So it's a whole new way of thinking. So very interesting.
They live in the air.
They do. Okay. Well, Interesting. But we'll just wait and see. Hopefully there won't be another pandemic to test that. But as you said, measles, et cetera, something.
I mean, it's just for measles, there's a vaccination for that. So that is, there was a roadblock in place.
Yeah, there you go. Well, and there also is a solution to the aging process, which is called the PicoSure Pro Laser.
Yes, there is.
There is. Available at Key West Surgical Group. And let's see, you can do a free consultation for skin rejuvenation or tattoo removal. You can look great. You can feel great. Have you had the second one yet?
No, I have not. I was talking to Dr. Smith about that. We both need our second treatment, so we're trying to find time.
You glow anyway.
Thank you.
But I can't imagine after two or three times you'll be a teenager again.
I wish. I don't know about the inside of me feeling like a teenager, but maybe in the outside I'll glow.
There you go. Well, again, call for a consultation, 305-294-1041. Key West Surgical Group, the exclusive home of the PicoSure Pro Laser, revolutionary advanced technology for skin rejuvenation and for tattoo removal, even of the most complex tattoos. They can take it on. So I do like your Florence Nightingale reference there too. She is like the hero of the nursing world.
She was. I mean, she went in and she said, "Hey, we got to ventilate. You have to." I mean, inhaling stale air and bacteria, from all those wonderful things that were going on back then.
Mm-hmm.
She really was a pinnacle of sanitation way early.
Well, she had it right. You're right. Pure air, pure water, efficient drainage, cleanliness. And light, according to Florence Nightingale, and that leads to a healthful house, as she said. And again, some of these findings are starting to point to that now more than ever. So ventilate, hydrate, all of those.
Yes.
Great. Well, thank you for that update from the WHO. We'll continue to watch that and see how the CDC ultimately reacts to it. Could have some implications on healthcare moving forward.
Absolutely. Stop fighting with each other.
Yeah, good luck with that. It's 8:50 now, Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. Again, Medical Matters brought to you by Key West Surgical Group, Incorporated. It is exceptional care, close to home, online, keywestsurgicalgroup.com, and located 3136 Northside Drive in Key West. And Good Morning Keys returns in a moment.
This is Toby, and he's going to read the following commercial for Key West Vets and Pets. Toby says he loves the care he gets, from a routine checkup, a much-needed vaccination, or emergency care. Along with clean, well-lit facilities, the most up-to-date and technologically advanced equipment, and a knowledgeable team, you can trust Dr. Thomas W. Householder at Key West Vets and Pets, 1118 A White Street in Key West. Call 305-294-0099. Trust your pet to Key West Vets and Pets. Good boy, Toby. Offering discounts for military members, first responders, and public servants.
Don't want to refinance your home, but you still want to use the equity within it? Imagine the possibilities with a home equity line of credit. At Keys Federal Credit Union, our HELOCs are an easy and convenient way for homeowners to borrow money. Use your equity as collateral to renovate your home, build a pool, a boat lift, pay for education, or use the money for something entirely different. Home equity feels good. Visit keysfcu.org for details. Subject to credit approval, restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Mike Lester, the founder of Talon Wealth and the host of the Guarding Your Nest Egg radio show. Like you, I love this country, and I'm very thankful for those that protect us along with our freedoms. That's why for active military and active first responders, if you decide to work with us, Talon Wealth isn't going to charge you any advisor fees. We're happy to explain all the details, but most importantly, thank you for your service.
Visit guardingyournestegg.com to find out more.
Advisory services through Talon Private Wealth and SEC-registered investment advisor. Lord License D056341.
From the Talon Wealth Studios, this is Keys Talk 96.9-1025. Talon Wealth is the official financial planner of the Florida Keys. More at guardingyournestegg.com. Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9-1025.
Key West's newest authentic Irish pub, dining, and rooftop lounge is Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street, featuring delicious Irish cuisine and tasty pub grub, more than 40 Irish whiskeys, specialty cocktails, and local drafts. Don't miss happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with half-off appetizers, domestic beer, and select liquors, $2 Tito's and wine too, plus the best in live entertainment all week with entertainers throughout Key West Songwriters Festival Week. Tuesday, catch live music in the Celtic Conch Pub downstairs from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and on the rooftop from 4 until closing. Wednesday, live music is featured from 11 to 10 downstairs and 7 to close on the rooftop. Thursday, live music happens downstairs from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. in the pub and on the rooftop from 11 till closing. This Friday, the pub has live music from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., including Milo from 8 to 11 p.m. Plus, there's live music on the rooftop from 11 a.m. to closing. Saturday, the downstairs pub has live music from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. with Milo from 5 to 8, and the rooftop has live entertainment from 11 a.m. to close. Sunday, it's Jesus from 3 to 6 p.m. Celtic Conk Public House, 528 Front Street, Key West. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Sláinte.
This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And good morning, Keys. Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5. The talk of the Keys, and it is 77 degrees. Had some rain this morning. Could have some rain throughout the day. 30% chance of a shower. 84 degrees for the high tonight. 20% chance of a shower. 75 for the low. Tomorrow, slight chance of showers at 20%. And 85 for the high. Friday, 85, and no mention of rain. Back to about a 10% chance of rain for the weekend, and mid-80s for your high. Checking the traffic currently, no major incidents to report up and down US 1 as we take a look all the way up into Miami-Dade. Everything looking pretty clear with the exception of the 18-mile stretch just coming off the mainland. You will see some slowdowns there, and construction at Cudjoe Key and also Almirada having some slowdowns as well. We now say good morning to Gary Barve. He is Republican candidate for Florida's 23rd Congressional District. Good morning, Gary. How are you, sir?
Hey, Michael. How are you, sir? I'm doing great. Thank you very much for inviting me on your incredible Good Morning Keys radio show. And it's great to be here. It's an honor for me to be on your show, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And we certainly commend you for making the commitment to run as a Republican in the primary happening coming up in August for Florida's 23rd Congressional District. Now, you, it's no secret, you are definitely a big supporter of former President Trump, right?
Well, I would say he's still my president, but yes, I'm a huge supporter of President Trump. And this is how I introduce myself, Michael. My name is Gary Barve. I am a huge supporter of our President Donald J. Trump, a proud Republican of the Republican Party that belongs to our President Donald J. Trump. Mm-hmm. And I'm running for United States Congress, like you correctly said, in Florida's 23rd District to help President Trump make America great again, keep America great, and save America. I'm running against a Democrat incumbent. His name is Moskowitz. I call him Beta Male Moskowitz. I said that in a recent interview as well, Michael. President Trump is the alpha male, and Moskowitz is a beta male, so I call him Beta Male Moskowitz. And he's a horrible Democrat. He supports Joe Biden and votes with Joe Biden on most occasions. And I, to be honest with you, Michael, I don't know if Moskowitz looks more like a clown or more like a smurf. I know Representative Comer had an interaction with Moskowitz where he called him a smurf. So maybe that's right. Maybe he looks like a smurf, but he's a horrible Democrat. And Joe Biden, by the way, is the worst president, the worst, most corrupt president in the history of our country. And I believe President Trump is going to defeat Joe Biden soundly on November 5th, 2024. And I really do believe, Michael, that I will be the one to defeat Moskowitz on November 5th, 2024. I mean, if you allow me to go on for just a couple more minutes,
please.
The Republican primary field against me, to be honest, Michael, is very weak. I have someone named Darlene Swoffer running against me. She's someone who runs and gets on the ballot and loses, and then she runs again and gets on the ballot, and again in the next cycle she loses. And now she's running yet again and is on the ballot again, and I will make sure that she loses again. To be very honest, Darlene is just a dull candidate. You look at her interviews and she literally puts the audience to sleep. And the other guy I'm running against, this is in the Republican primary. Darlene Swoffer is running against me in the Republican primary. She's a dull candidate who puts the audience to sleep. And then the other guy I'm running against is Robert Weinroth. He used to be a Democrat until recently. I don't think he really supports President Trump, and I think he's got no shot. So I think the entire Republican primary field is very weak, and I'm not even going to mention the remaining candidates, Michael, because just in the best interest of time, I don't think they're worthy of a mention. But I will say this. I'm not going to take my opposition lightly, however weak they could be, because I'm focused on working really, really hard, and I'm putting a lot of work towards my campaign for Congress in the 23rd District because I love President Trump. I love our country, the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. And I love our great American people, and I really, really want to help President Trump make America great again. Our country is in a tremendous negative spiral because of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Moskowitz, and the rhinos. And so we have to make America great again, and we have to straighten things out with and implement President Trump's America First policies in our country to make America great again. Mm.
Again, we are speaking with Gary Barve. He's running for Florida's 23rd District Congressional District on Keys Talk 96.9 102.5, the talk of the Keys. So, Gary, let's also talk about your background just a little bit. I know that you have, I believe it's information technology background, a significant amount of schooling. So let's talk about how that will benefit the voter should you be elected.
Sure. I'm happy to talk about my background a little bit. So I was born in Summit, New Jersey. So I have President Donald J. Trump Republican American blood in me. Mm-hmm. But, Michael, I did not have the great opportunity of growing up in our great country. I grew up in India, mm-hmm. where my family relocated to when I was about 4.5 years old. And as soon as I completed my undergrad, I relocated back home to Massachusetts, where, like you correctly said, I was working in technology. And then I relocated to Dallas, Texas, and to pursue my full-time MBA at SMU. And it was during the final stages of the MBA course, Michael, that tragedy struck my life. I was diagnosed with a clinical depression-related illness right at the final stages of the course. And I struggled and battled with this illness for many years, approximately 10 years. And I learned a lot from this battle. I've learned to never, ever give up and to always keep fighting for our country, for President Trump's America First agenda, and for our great American people, irrespective of the opposition, irrespective of the odds against us, we keep fighting for our country. Mm-hmm. But I do have some good news regarding this clinical depression-related illness. I've made a complete recovery, and I've battled and conquered this illness. I'm very happy about that, and I thank my parents for that and my friends for that and the medical staff. I think I'm very happy that I've made a complete recovery and I take no treatment now. Mm. The other thing, yes, sorry, go on.
No, congratulations to that. That certainly does show perseverance. So please continue.
So thank you. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it, sir. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing I'd like to mention is I'm a believer in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. For a little while, I was a student at Liberty University, which, as many of your great viewers and listeners and you probably know, is one of the largest Christian schools in the country. I got baptized at Thomas Road Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. And I did not graduate from Liberty University, but I completed one course there and took a few courses. Mm-hmm. And I've been a candidate for office before as a youth supporter of President Trump, ran for city council in Santa Clara, California. And I genuinely believe that our country is in deep peril, and I really want to fight for our country. I do believe I'm following God's path. I'm following Jesus Christ's path towards serving our country. And, I mean, Michael, you just look at the political weaponization of the Department of Justice against President Trump, against President Trump supporters and candidates supporting President Trump. Yeah. It's just really sad that the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Moskowitz Democrat Party are weaponizing the Department of Justice against President Trump. What's happening in New York right now, the court case against President Trump, is a sham. And I hate to say this, but it's a disgrace to our country. I love the country. I love America. But it's a disgrace to our country what they're doing to President Trump. And I believe Jesus Christ is with President Trump, and President Trump will become the 47th president of the United States of America. I believe that.
Very good. Gary Barve for U.S. Congress in Florida's 23rd District on Keys Talk, 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. Also, the Democratic Party is sending some mixed signals about Israel lately. Now, our own governor here has sent strong signals condemning and opposing, protests in favor of Hamas and of the, you know, the Israel war. He's come on the side of Israel, of course. So President Trump, of course, has also come out with statements in support. And I would assume that you have something to say about protests on college campuses going on.
Oh, it's really sad what's happening. It's really sad what's happening. I support Israel. Israel is our friend and ally, and I support Israel 100%. Okay. I've met a lot of people who are Jewish, and I love them. I think they're great people. And what's happening, especially with Hamas, they're a terrorist organization, and it's really sad that you see the Democrat Party playing politics when it comes to this situation. Yeah. And the what's going on at our college campuses, you look at Columbia University and look at some of the other universities and what's going on. Mm. It's just very sad to see. I do want to say this. Our police sheriffs are doing a tremendous job. I love the law enforcement officers. Yes. I think they're doing a tremendous job. But and I do believe this, Michael. I believe most police officers and sheriffs and law enforcement officers are great people. Mm. who run towards danger to protect civilians and residents they do not even know. And so I do believe in defending and not defunding our police, sheriffs, and also ICE, military veterans, firefighters, and first responders. Yeah. But I definitely support Israel, and I'm confident that when President Trump gets back in office, he will have Israel's back, and so will I. If I'm given the great opportunity of representing the American people in Congress, I will have Israel's back as well.
Yes, Gary Barv with us. He is running for U.S. Congress, Republican, running for a congressional seat in Florida's 23rd District. Keys Talk 96.9 102.5, the talk of the Keys. So, Gary, we have just a couple of minutes left, and we'll visit with you again in the future. Election integrity, and you had talked about the weaponization of the Justice Department. You've also voiced in the past some concerns about, some coercion going on as of late. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, I think election integrity is extremely important. I think the RNC is taking tremendous effort under the leadership of Lara Trump and some other great people to make sure election integrity happens, because the Democrat Party cheats in the elections. If you look at the 2020 general election, I believe President Trump won in a landslide, and the Democrat Party cheats through mail-in ballots and a lot of other ways, and we have to have election integrity. That's a very key issue of the America First agenda, and I think we need to get back to, I hope you agree with me as well, Michael, I hope we get back to paper ballots, same-day election, signature verification, and voter ID. We want fair elections, because in a fair election, President Trump will win against Biden in a huge landslide on November 5th, 2024. He's going to win anyways, but I'm just saying it's going to be a tremendous victory, and we have to look at the positive, right? It's a very tough situation right now because of the corrupt Democrat Party and corrupt Joe Biden, but we're going to prevail because, you know what, I believe Jesus Christ is with us and with the American people, and I do believe President Trump will win.
Yeah. Well, I do agree. We need a paper trail. We need accountability.